Can we have brewing faith at 75 miles an hour today? So, welcome everyone to Brewing Faith. We'll get started in just a moment. We're going to talk about the power of God is present. Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's 1:30. I am not in my office today. Well, I'm in my office. It's my minivan today. We're on our way to Mayo Clinic, excited to do Brewing Faith today. We are live. It's 1:30, and we always like Brewing Faith to be authentic. It's live for a reason, And it's even a little different background, a little different sound today because we're driving down the road. I'm keeping it under 80. Keep it under 80. Oh, I got a truck in front of me. He's going to tip over. Look at that, Sister Pearson. Looks like he's going to tip over. Yeah. Never know what you're going to do. That looks precarious. I'm going to drive on the left-hand side of him. I did just pass another vehicle. You know, got to have a little humor here. Just made me think. I was driving by a vehicle, and I are a janitor, so I relate to this. It's a janitorial company vehicle. Guess what? It was filthy dirty. That's fine if you have a janitorial vehicle and it's all dirty, but don't put your name of your janitorial company on your vehicle if your vehicle's going to be filthy dirty. So anyway, it just hit me as I'm just driving down the road here in the last 5 miles. We're going to talk about the power of God that is present. That's what we're going to talk about today. And again, our music, it may have been a little, I call it the garage. It may have been the garage sound today. I didn't have my nice stereo and all that music being piped through my computer. Whatever that sounds like. But we got it, the garage sound. So we know it's a little different today, but got a little road noise. But we're going to talk about the power of God that is present. And I'm driving, so Sister Pearson's going to have to read. But I'm going to read from Brother Sefcik's scripture text last night, and just one statement he made. I've never noticed this. I've read this scripture many, many times. The man that they lowered down through the roof. But the account in the version in Luke, in the book of Luke, there's a portion there that I want Sister Pearson to read, and then we're going to talk about it. Go ahead, Sister Pearson.
Luke chapter 5, verse 17, "And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them."
So, wow, what an interesting choice of words that God puts in there that the power of God was present there to heal them. Now, if we read the rest of this account, we know the rest of the story, don't we? We know the rest of the story as Jesus is expounding the word, that there's some guys that come along that, like, we can't get in the house where Jesus is, and we're getting in anyway. We don't care if we can't get in, and they start coming through the roof. And we know the rest of the story is a man gets his healing and his sins forgiven. Boom, right there. So obviously, the power of God was present there because a man received his healing and his sins were forgiven. Wow. But before that happened, here we read in our text that who was there, Sister Pearson? Go through that again. I know there were Pharisees and doctors. Say us, who was there?
And there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem.
So all these guys, I mean, the highfalutin guys. I mean, the brilliant guys. I mean, they were the upper crust. And here they are, and God says, I just want to put in here that I was present there to heal them. What a sad scripture. That these guys needed healing just as bad as the man that was sick of the palsy, because they were sick inside. The man that was sick of the palsy, obviously, his sins needed to be forgiven him, and he had a physical ailment. But these guys, doctors of the law and the Pharisees, they had problems inside, and God said, you know what? I'm present here to heal all of you. Makes me think of the time in the scripture where the master was going to have a feast, and he invites everyone to the feast, and all these important people, they gave excuses. I can't come, and I can't come for this reason or that reason. They gave excuses. And what did the master say? I want my house to be full. And he had a feast prepared. He said, go out in the highways and the byways. And who did he say to invite, Sister Pearson? The sick, the lame, the people that were hurting. Why? Because the power of God is present here. Amen. I thank God for church. I thank God that the power of God is present. But God's looking for people that are desirous to receive something from Him. Obviously, these Pharisees and doctors, they were like, I don't need anything. I'm good. I'm just here to criticize. I'm just here to critique. I'm just here to try and trip Jesus up. But Jesus was looking at them like, I know they have needs too, and I will heal them if they would only reach out to me. The power of God is present right here to heal them. I'm going to close with a scripture from the book of Hebrews, Sister Pearson. And I believe it's Hebrews chapter 4. I'm not sure of the exact. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 2. And so the question is asked, why did the man sick of the palsy receive his healing? Like, miraculous. Boom. I mean, he got a healing from Jesus. And yet these Pharisees and all these guys, they did not. He said, the power of God is present here. Why did this man sick of the palsy receive his healing? You can see in the scripture here that there was some faith that went along with these men trying to get to Jesus. And like Brother Sefcik brought out, possibly, perhaps, this man that was sick had faith also and just couldn't get to Jesus. But these friends, they had faith. But there's an important thing that goes on when we experience the power of God. And can I even say today, when we experience the power of the Holy Ghost, Amen. The Holy Ghost just doesn't just boom happen, but there has to be something that happens on my part. And this is the key right here in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 2.
For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
Wow. That's what was going on with these Pharisees and doctors, all these important guys. They were hearing the same thing that this man sick of the palsy was. And the power of God was present there to do his work. But they didn't have faith. They didn't believe. They didn't need Jesus. They were like, no, we've got it all. We're good. But they needed a healing. The power of God was present there to heal them. I want the Word of God to benefit me. I've got to believe it. Amen. When the Word of God is preached, when I read the Word, man, I know my situation may be difficult, but God will do a work if there's faith. I got to believe. There's faith mixed in. When the Word goes forth, then guess what happened? The power of God is present. He does the miraculous. Aren't you thankful for a mighty God today? Let your faith be brewed. Let your faith grow. Let your faith go today. Hallelujah. Amen. The power of God is present to do his work when we let the Word of God be mixed in. Amen. With the power of God mixed in with faith to believe he can do it. Thank you for tuning in today. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 1:30. God bless you all.